This episode is presented by State Farm. Having insurance isn't the same as having State Farm. It's like needing the protection of an offensive guard on the football field, but getting an elementary school crossing guard. Sure, they're both guards, but you can only trust one to keep your quarterback safe when the game is on the line. So don't settle for just any insurance when there's State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
This episode is brought to you by McAfee.
Yes! Playoff tickets! Just need to click here and... Wait, what? Fake site? Good thing McAfee threw the red flag. That would have been $400 gone.
McAfee blocks risky sites so you don't pay for seats and other things that don't exist. Plans start at just $39.99 for your first year. That's cheaper than parking on game day. Learn more at McAfee.com/online protection.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Hey, everybody.
Can't get enough of the Rich Eisen Show? You're in luck. You can find us everywhere. Watch us weekdays on Disney Plus from noon to 3 Eastern. Miss the show? We've got a podcast so you can listen anytime. But here's the best part. Our YouTube channel. Subscribe at youtube.com/Rich Eisen Show and you'll never miss a moment. Now, on with the show.
He says, Rob, you don't understand. I love to act.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Phillip Rivers came off the couch and came out here throwing dimes.
From the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
McCarthy keeps it beautifully.
Coming up on today's show, complete week 15 recap, Monday night preview, plus your phone calls, latest news, and more. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Hour number two of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air. Hello, ESPN Radio, presented by Progressive Insurance. Hello, Disney Plus watchers. Hello, those who are watching on the ESPN app. The Overreaction Monday podcast has already been recorded, and it's up there. It's up there. It's in there. It's out there. We're here. You're there. It's on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/Rich Eisen Show. If you want to see it, there's a cut-down version at 4:30 Eastern every single Monday on ESPN2. We greatly appreciate that pop from our friends. And also, it's available wherever you get your podcasts. Same thing all 3 hours with this show. If you want to listen to it whenever you want, we greatly appreciate that. 844-204-RICH, number to dial. We'll take your phone calls in a matter of moments. We had just had a good first hour talking about the Chiefs being eliminated, the Broncos in line for that one seed. Chargers still alive for the division in one seed. The Patriots still alive, obviously, for their division. The one seed becomes a little bit tougher for them to make. And then the Bills looking stupendous in that second half comeback. Coming back from 21 down in Gillette. Nobody does that. As a matter of fact, nobody has until just this past weekend. And then we talked about Phillip Rivers. Again, 844-204-RICH is the number to dial here on the show. Good Lord, do I love being right around here. It's so great.
I mean...
Well, listen. Listen. Here's where we're going. I had the temerity. I had the gall. I had the gumption.
The audacity, even.
Oh, potentially. To look directly in the camera and address the Philadelphia Eagles fan base. I was saying it right when they were losing 3 in a row. I mean, the Philadelphia Eagles didn't look very good. From time to time, even when they were winning. And, you know, they lose at Dallas. They lose at the Chargers in between it. Black Friday, day after Thanksgiving. Bears come to their house and damn near run for 300 yards on them. Their coach takes off his shirt in the visitor's locker room to give out free hot dogs to the city of Chicago? What is happening? And every single time, every moment, I came here and I told the Eagles fan base directly to their face, sometimes even did what I just did, take off my glasses to address. Relax. I told them to relax.
I heard you.
I said to relax, and the number of folks pushing back, I've lost track. I ran into some Eagles fans in New York City last week.
Oh.
Yes. They would come up to me and say, I heard what you had to say about my Eagles and what I should do. I should relax. And to a man and woman, they would say to me, can't do it. They almost went full Mike Singletary as coach of the 49ers.
Can't win with them.
Can't with them.
Can't do it. Won't do it. And I'm like, listen, the pieces are still there. And the schedule lightens up. You can have a get right game. And then the Las Vegas Raiders strolled into the link.
The Raiders.
And the 49ers, and the Eagles, what they do is what they're supposed to do, which is have an opponent that is beatable and is down on themselves potentially and down on their luck and just down in general. You know what they do? You beat them up and you get right. And that's what the Eagles did. I mean, soup to nuts. 31-0. First Eagles shutout win since 2018 when they won at Washington 21-0. Oh, wait for it. When was the last time they shut somebody out at home, Rich?
Rich, when was the last time they shut somebody out at home?
A 27-0 win against the Giants in 2014. Hey, Rich.
Hey, Rich.
When was the last time they shut somebody out by 31 points?
When was the last time they shut somebody out by 31 points? Eagles.
1990.
Oh, that's a long time.
90?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Buddy Ryan was the coach with a fat butt being told to get back to the locker room, right?
Another one?
That's how long it's been.
Been a long time.
1990. Oh, but it's just the Raiders. We can't win a game other than the Raiders.
I mean, it was just the Raiders.
I don't want to hear it.
They're the worst team in the league.
I don't want to hear it.
You heard the man.
Because
Chris.
What?
They're the worst team in the league.
You know what I always say? I say to Suze sometimes and the kids, talk about temerity. I say, what's the alternative? The alternative is they're still spinning their wheels against a team like the Raiders. Wait a minute, the Raiders come into Philadelphia and do what? What did they do? Oh, you had a tough time against them? Oh, wait a minute. You had to pull it out? You were losing? You had to pull it out in the fourth quarter? No, you're supposed to take the Raiders and you're supposed to beat them up. You're supposed to leave Max Crosby barking at Devin White. You're supposed to have them doing that, wondering about what in the world is happening in our world. That's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to send them on the longest flight possible home. That's what you're supposed to do. And that's what the Eagles did. Oh, but it's just the Raiders. But they got better. They got better. Week to week, you have to get better. You have to stop the bleeding. You got to stop the booing. You got to stop it all. And I told you, that game against the Bills in week 17 is going to be about a measuring stick. Now, if you don't do well there, then you could start to get concerned about what happens when you wait for it, host a playoff game. Because that's what the Eagles are going to do. Here's Nick Sirianni afterwards.
You control your own confidence. You control your own joy when there's a lot of noise out there. You control all that. And what I saw from the entire team was, for the last couple weeks, regardless of the circumstances, we've been committed to playing Eagle football and doing the things we need to do to play Eagle football. That's tough detailed together. And that happens during the week. If we rode the wave of the outside noise, then you're not able to do that. I just thought we did a great job the last couple weeks of zoning in on what we needed to do and, going to work every single day and not letting outside circumstances dictate anything how we feel.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm pissing off some of the Eagles fans, if not most of the fan base. Let me keep going. Nick Sirianni's right.
Oh, baby.
Well, it's a good thing you didn't bench Jalen Hurts. Jalen Hurts. He became the first quarterback for the Philadelphia Eagles in the Super Bowl era to have three or more touchdown passes in a game and three or fewer incomplete passes in that single game. That's what he did. Let's hear Jalen Hurts after the game. I bet you he sounds just like he does after a loss. That's him. Hit it.
Everybody's watching. It just comes with it. and it hadn't changed. You know, I think everybody needs to remember where I come from and how I'm built. So I just want to lead in the right way, set the right example. Done the same thing since I went to the University of Alabama, and you know everything that's been in front of me, so it's no different now.
That's right. This man's on a journey. And he's also another reason why I love Jalen Hurts is he wore a Yankee hat at his press conference. Maybe it's an honor. Maybe it's an honor of the Phillies' new bench coach. It's apparently coming. Donald Arthur Mattingly, one of the greatest human beings to ever be created on planet Earth.
I'm guessing. Wait, coming back to the Yankees?
No, the Philadelphia Phillies.
Oh, I'm guessing it matched his outfit.
Maybe.
I mean, I hope.
Okay. I don't care. I don't care that the Raiders are now the third team in the Super Bowl era with multiple games in a season with no points and fewer than 100 yards of total offense. The last team to do it was the 76 Falcons, and the one before that was the 71 Bills. I don't care how bad they are. The Eagles did what they had to do, and the alternative is that they didn't or couldn't, and they've lost four in a row, and their season is now truly turning into the 2023 Eagles when they went 10-1 to barely making the playoffs and getting one and done on the road. This time around, they're going to get a home playoff game because guess what? The magic number is one. All they got to do is show up on Del Tufo's Fox on Saturday, walk into Washington, and beat the Commanders. That's it. You working the faders for that one, Mike?
Nope, I'm off.
Good
I'm
to know.
Well, off from Madden football. I'm working. I'm doing bad.
It's going to sound great, nonetheless, I'm sure, because you rally around your teammates, just like the Philadelphia Eagles.
Yes. They do.
Listen, are they going to win the Super Bowl again this year? I don't know. Are they going to go deep in the playoffs? I don't know. Mm. Are they going to host a home playoff game? You bet they are. Will they have that form of a lottery ticket in their hands? Better than having to go on the road for all the playoff games? Yeah, better. So I don't want to hear, it's just the Raiders. Oh, who cares? It's just the Raiders. It's just the Raiders. I don't want to hear it because the Raiders are grown-ass men with Pete Carroll doesn't come out of retirement to coach this team to beat the Washington Generals to the Philadelphia Eagles before they take on the Washington Commanders. That's not what they do.
They're pretty bad.
They're not good.
I mean,
but they are a get right opponent, and the Eagles got right. Relax. Come week 19, then you could start to panic, maybe. As for your Dallas Cowboys, TJ Jefferson.
I mean,
give it to him.
I don't have the patience to jack with you today.
Here lie the Dallas Cowboys of 2025 because, you know, they're still alive. I mean, if you put a mirror in front of the 2025 Cowboys, they'd still be able to fog it up.
Still a little song called Barely Breathing years ago. That's it.
But listen, we thought going in that they weren't fully equipped defensively. Then they trade away Micah Parsons. We'll get to Micah's news shortly. And they were able to utilize some of the draft capital this year to go get Quinn and Williams. I like your future. How does that sound? Because the Dallas Cowboys usually do draft well.
Yeah.
And they're going to have the opportunity to draft a couple of really good players in the upcoming draft. And I do like the coach, the way that he is coaching this offense.
Love
up.
Him.
The running game that we thought was non-existent coming into the season has absolutely been a hallmark of this offense. George Pickens, I'm imagining they're going to pay. He and CeeDee Lamb next year for Dak are going to be really good. And they got Ferguson and some other good tight ends.
School.
I like it. I like the front seven with Kenny Clark. You get give me a pass rusher. Go ahead and draft me a pass rusher. And what else you want? You want some help on the back end, maybe?
Bro, we need some D-backs.
Okay, let's do that. Let's do that. Because that's, you know, and obviously I think Brian Schottenheimer has proven he can be the coach of the Dallas Cowboys.
I'm a fan.
And he's not a guy that's just, you know, whatever you say, Mr. Jones. At least he doesn't give that impression off.
Yeah.
So, That three-game win streak, maybe that's what you're going to look like more often than not next year. Because in that three-game win streak, when Quinnen Williams arrived and DeMarvian Overshown came back from his knee injury, that guy is just everywhere. I love that kid. And that win streak that Dallas went on, that looked pretty damn good, man.
Felt great.
But here lie the Dallas Cowboys of 2025. Once again, not making the playoffs, and once again, not even coming close to the NFC Championship game, and that's what it's supposed to be about. So, you know, Merry Christmas, Dallas against the Washington Commanders with both of them potentially eliminated. And then you got, you know, Detroit and Minnesota playing a pretty important game, I believe, for Detroit, and Minnesota trying to make some hay, as we saw last night.
Your boy looked like an NFL quarterback last night.
Rich. Did he ever?
You know?
Drew in Chicago. Let's take his phone call. Line 3, Mike Del Tufo. What's up, Drew?
Hey, Rich.
Hey, Drew.
I know I'm in Chicago, but I'm a diehard Vikings fan. Oh, I'm from the same area as your boy, Nine.
Yes.
Absolute resurgence from Nine with the gritty on the naked boot into the end zone. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Had to fire you up. Yeah. What do you think?
Oh, I was listen, I don't know if you've heard, Drew. Not a great week for Michigan football. I don't know if you're aware of that.
No, not at all.
If you've been reading the news.
I'm sorry.
No, listen, it's okay. But yes, I saw that, and I was cheering from my front row seat of my couch. I was fist pumping. I was clapping because I will just say this. Obviously, I'm biased, but the guys around here in this studio who, you know, roll their eyes when I did a little bit biased about my Wolverines, you've all met J.J. McCarthy. Mm-hmm. He is one to root for. He is one to root for, and he does, at the end of the day, have some brass. Now, sometimes that brass comes out with him calling himself Nine before he wins games like he does on Monday Night Football. And sometimes it'll come out where, you know, he's talking about uncorking fine wine and instead the wine comes out corked. You know what I mean? Like that's happened, but you got to have that.
It came out in the post game presser. He was going back and forth with KOC about he did the gritty in practice on the naked boot, and he was told not to pull it out in the game. But you saw what I saw. You pulled it out.
So did you open the door to your car? Was that an email that just came in? Was that
a text?
Okay.
Sorry, Rich.
It was a text from the football god saying you got yourself a real one, Drew.
That's right.
Enjoy
That's
it. Right. Thank Enjoy you. It. Because Nine has showed up. Thank Let's you, sir. Go. Thank you, Drew.
I didn't even curse Nine out last night. What's that tell you?
Let me just say this. Okay, let's just fun aside. When that first pass attempt gets tipped in the air, I don't know if did you see that part of the game or okay? Because Tirico's like he didn't throw an interception in a game last week. It was his first one as a pro. He didn't throw an interception in a game, and Collins was like, and there's a big sigh of relief in Minnesota, and then he fades back, and the ball gets tipped, and it's intercepted by Quinnen Williams. Okay, so when that happens,
yeah,
obviously J.J. McCarthy is not aware of the play-by-play and by-play between the two announcers of Sunday Football.
That's just not a great way to start the game.
So that said, though, he could easily have gone back to the sideline going, I'm on Monday Night Football for the first time since week one when I had a terrible time of it in Chicago until the fourth quarter. And he could have gone into a spiral. He didn't. The kid has some reserve, man. He's got some brass, and I'm just telling you, because I watched damn near every snap of his college football career, he has it in big games. And just because he hasn't shown it consistently enough yet doesn't mean he's not it. Up front, you could see as well, they had the next-gen stats of the offensive line group. They're finally getting some protection for him. And at some, how many times has the ball either hit the hands of Justin Jefferson and he uncharacteristically doesn't catch it, or it hits the hands of Justin Jefferson because McCarthy has overshot him, or he catches a touchdown and he's grittying, but nope, there's an illegal formation, at some point they're going to connect. It's only a matter of time.
And Jefferson dropped one, too.
He did. In the end zone.
Yep.
At some point, it's going to connect, and the coach and this quarterback is going to be all right. Not this year. You don't. We knew there were going to be some growing pains, ups and downs. It just was going to happen. J.J. McCarthy's 22. And even though I was talking about Bo Nix having 61 starts, you know, McCarthy was just the starter of Michigan for 2 years. He only lost one game. But he has it. He's got the Harbaugh in him, and now he's got the Kevin O'Connell in him. He's got the weapons around him. Hey, I might be off on this too, because obviously, again, I remind everyone I am biased. Next up, he's at Jackson Dart and the Giants. Then he's home for Detroit and home for Green Bay. J.J. McCarthy will have a say in who wins the NFC North. It's going to happen. He's going to be in the mix of two crucial games for the Packers and the Lions. Crucial. So there's that. Sorry, he's the one that nailed the coffin shut on your Cowboys. You're still alive, like the Don. Okay? He's taking a lot of shots out of you. Cowboys have taken a lot of shots outside, you know, picking out the fruit outside the Genco Olive Oil Company there in Dallas.
He wants some oranges.
But I was so psyched watching that game last night. Oh, gosh. I love that kid. He's giving me so much joy. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial. We'll take your phone calls. Micah Parsons, the news is back from the old MRI machine in Wisconsin. That's next. This is the Rich Eisen Show.
The Rich Eisen Show podcast.
As many of you know, supporting pediatric cancer research is something I care deeply about. That's why I'm proud to share what Hyundai's doing through Hyundai Hope on Wheels. For over 27 years, with every Hyundai sold, they've helped fund pediatric cancer research. Alongside over 850 dealers, they've raised more than $277 million, helping over 25,000 kids and supporting more than 1,400 research grants at 175 institutions nationwide. This year alone, they've committed another $27 million in honor of the 27th anniversary of the program. And they're proud to have national youth ambassadors like Jackson Trin and Emmy Cole, who bring hope to kids across the country by sharing their stories. Because at Hyundai, hope is our greatest feature, and it comes standard. Visit HyundaiUSA.com and search Hyundai Hope on Wheels to learn more. Rich Eisen here, and we're brought to you by Sonos. This season, make your home feel alive with Sonos speakers. From cinematic sound that pulls you into every holiday movie, to game day audio that puts you right in the middle of the action, Sonos makes it effortless to fill your home with incredible ambiance. Stream everything you love, music, movies, or your favorite sports podcast, all in one place. Sonos' holiday sale is on now through December 28th, 2025 at Sonos.com. Discover how easy it is to bring every room to life with Sonos. This message is sponsored by Navy Federal Credit Union. As the holiday season rolls around, we know that you strive to do everything you can to bring cheer and joy to your loved ones. And as a credit union dedicated to serving all veterans, active duty, and their families, we understand that every little bit counts. That's why, for a limited time, you could earn a $250 cash bonus when you spend $2,500 with Navy Federal's Cash Rewards and Cash Rewards Plus cards in the first 90 days. But the giving doesn't stop there. You could also earn up to 2% unlimited cash back with these cards. So saving up for whatever the season brings just got a little easier. Give joy. Get joy. Join now at NavyFederal.org. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Navy Federal is insured by NCUA. Visit NavyFederal.org/cash rewards for details. Cashback terms and conditions apply. Offer ends January 1st, 2026. Here on our ESPN radio, presented by Progressive Insurance Feed, talking about the Packers-Broncos game.
Yeah, week four, Rich, they were up 21-3 at halftime on Cincinnati.
There you go. So it's been a while. So they're battle-tested, close games, got to pull them out in the fourth quarter. But this one just felt different that they were in the arena with a big-time team that has, you know, a hot quarterback, a terrific running back, a bunch of receivers that can do all sorts of different things, and then a defense that can hit you in the mouth. And the Broncos came out with the win. The Green Bay Packers, as we know, come out with the loss, and they lost more than just the game. They lost Micah Parsons for the rest of the season. You know, the old dreaded non-contact injuries when your knee buckles in a certain way that looks unsightly usually leaves you with a sense that it's a significant injury. And Ian Rappaport, we put his tweet up here, my colleague from the NFL media group confirming that it's a torn ACL, says it's a 9-month recovery at least, which potentially puts him in line to return for next season. But it'll be one of those where we'll see, and he's got to work his way in. But that's next season. This season,
October.
You know, you're removing for this Green Bay Packers 2025 team. You're removing, according to next gen stats, as you know, and I'm an old gen stat guy, like wins, losses, touchdowns,
RBIs,
right. Things we can count.
Michael Parsons leads the NFL with 83 quarterback pressures. So you're removing the guy who gets quarterbacks to say OS the most. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Remember it was Geno Smith and Aaron Donald coming in? Yeah. You heard the mic from his center pickup? OS.
Poor guy.
And listen, the Packers without Micah Parsons, now you're basically back to last year's defense. Is that fair to say? You didn't have him. Now you had him for this much, and clearly you're going to have to make up for that. Good luck. Clearly, right? But here's the way through. Again, I always try to leave people with a, here's the way through. The way through is don't turn it over. Duh. But the Packers have had three games this year, including this Sunday, in which they've had multiple giveaways. You want to guess what the record is in those three games?
0-3.
Thank you. Yeah, it was simple. Spinning curve in the zone there, Big Poppy.
Bam.
And with one or fewer giveaways this year, they're 9-1-1. With no giveaways, they haven't lost 7-0. So that's it. Hold on to it. Hold on to it. Because you've got, even with Micah gone, a defense that can generate, I would think, pass rush. Now you don't have Kenny Clark and him, obviously. So it's going to have to be up to a guy that's a few weeks away from getting some serious heat on him. The defensive coordinator of the Packers, Jeff Hafley, as you know, is, I think, you look at all the coordinators in the NFL right now and say that guy's going to have a job next year. I think he's in the top three of that list.
He's getting lots of interviews, right? For sure.
So it's going to be up to him, and this will be another way for him to show off his acumen, is to keep this thing moving. Let's keep Josh Jacobs healthy, because when he's unbelievable. Although it was his first, believe it or not, his first career game where he ran one in and caught one. Caught one? Yeah. And the one he caught for a touchdown was high point.
Yeah, it was sick. Yeah.
And Love had a season worst 2 interceptions, but you know, one of them I can't blame him for. That Pat Surtain pick of the one he targeted, yeah, Christian Watson, might be the interception of the year.
Yeah, defensive player of the year stuff.
It's the interception of the year of somebody who's used both hands to catch a football.
Right.
I'll never forget, and this is just, there's not an excuse making for Jordan Love here. When we were interviewing the Broncos prior to Broncos-Jets, a game that I think caused me to lose a few more follicles, calling that game, that Pat Surtain showed up on the Zoom and basically said he lamented the lack of action he sees. He feels like some of the games, because they don't target him, they don't throw at him purposefully, he feels like, he said, he's running track instead of playing football.
Just running.
Just running. And hey, Pat, you keep picking balls off like that, you're going to be running a lot more track,
right? Well, I mean, why would you throw at him?
Oh, my God, what a pick that was.
Never.
He takes his side of the field, right, and he puts it on lock like he's part of the jail. You know, it's just like,
oh, yeah.
Come on.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I got to watch this pick again.
Dude, watch it on repeat. So, and Denver's not an easy place to win, yada, 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 and the Packers could be 6 days away from showing up on Del Tufo's Fox and sweeping the Bears. Now, their problem is that infernal tie against Dallas. Because of that tie, the tie break they would have by sweeping the Bears is null and void, essentially. Because if they beat the Bears, they would just be a half game in front of them. And Green Bay, after visiting Soldier Field, where, man, are the Bears fans going to be in full froth for that one. Green Bay ends up, as you could see, hosting Baltimore, and then they visit Minnesota, which, if 9 shows up, may not be the type of game that we thought it would be a few weeks ago. So, good news for them is that I think the Bears have a tougher stretch after playing the Packers this week. The Bears have to go visit San Francisco on a Monday night that, I'll be honest with you, could be, I don't know what that's going to look like when they visit San Francisco on that Monday night. San Francisco could have a shot at the one seed, on a Sunday night. They could have a shot at the one seed on that Sunday night. That's no joke, by the way. They could. And the Bears could have a shot at the one seed on that Sunday night, or a shot at maybe clinching the division, or needing it to stay out of a wild card spot with the Lions coming into their house to potentially sweep them, and they would have potentially the same record as the Bears. And they could eliminate the Bears from playoff contention if the Packers keep winning and the Niners beat the Bears. I mean, this thing could go any which way. But loose. Did you like that one?
Hey, yeah, good movie.
Oh, it could go any which way and loose.
Yeah.
Obviously without the orangutan.
Right turn, and, Clyde.
And Clint Eastwood.
So Chicago's a stupid.
Joffrey Lewis.
Caleb and the Bears just absolutely spanked the Browns. You know, absolutely took them over. And again, I don't want to hear, oh, it's the Browns. I don't want to hear it.
NFL team.
Yeah, but it's the Browns.
Yeah,
but I
mean, it's an NFL team. Exactly. You think Shador's not trying to show up and show out against Caleb in Chicago in this defense?
Well, it's hard when they don't give him the right play sheet, though.
You don't think Myles Garrett.
Wow.
Oh, boy.
I mean,
you don't think Myles Garrett wanted to set the sack record against Caleb Williams in Chicago?
He's counting those game checks.
Dude.
Pay that man.
Seriously. I don't want to hear it. The Bears may just turn out to be who we think they are.
I was just going to say they are.
And they did not let the Browns off the hook.
They did what they were supposed to do.
Which is beat them up.
Yeah.
Beat them up.
They stomped
them
up.
Get right. Oh, we lost to Green Bay. Guess what? We're going to get right. We're going to get back in first place. And then we're going to welcome the Packers into our house. That's what we're going to do. And we're going to beat the Browns 31-3. That's what we're going to do. I don't want to hear it. In this day and age where anything can happen, when 44-year-olds can come off the couch and almost win in Seattle, anything can happen in this league right now. Anything can happen. So you need to go take care of business and win by 28 points, your largest margin of victory in 5 years. And Ben Johnson now just came up with a 10-win season. The last time that happened was when another first-time head coach did it with Matt Nagy. The only other team to win 10 or more games in his first season with the Bears is named George Halas. How about that as a list? George Halas, Matt Nagy, and Ben Johnson. Go figure. But this was Caleb after the game about making a playoff push for the Bears.
Yeah, I think we're ready. I think we've...
We've played teams that have a bunch of wins. We play teams that don't. We've played close games. We played games where we've beaten teams by a lot. We've played, you know, teams where we had to win with special teams, offense, defense, whatever, running ball, whatever case. And so I feel that we're, you know, we're ready for just about anything, hot weather, cold weather, whatever the case may be. We're going to go out there and go out there and fight. I do know that. And I like our chances, us versus anybody.
Well, the antibody ears, all three of them are currently in the top eight of the NFC rankings, all three of them. So they're going to earn it. They're going to earn it. And what they did was they did go out in a game where it was, man, when they was playing in that cold, they was cold. They yes, that's one of the coldest games on record, yeah, in Chicago, which is saying a lot. Again, I once upon a time, I lived in Chicago. My year I was at Northwestern. In my old car, I deactivated the alarm, which was like the old punch pad.
Oh,
I had
God,
an alarm where you had a punch pad. You remember that? And it would be the wired to like the motor, and you'd have to punch the pad that would then allow you to turn the motor on. I cut the wires on that thing, and I will never forget watching my car towed down the street in a snowstorm in Chicago with that alarm going off because somehow, some way, the cold weather had fused the wires back together. So when you're saying this was as cold as it gets in Chicago for a Bears game, it's cold. And the Bears won that, and they won it by 28. They have been in the same way that Sean Payton's like, hey, man, we've been in these slugfests, so we're comfortable. Bears are feeling comfortable. And I know, Chris, prior to the season, one of your overreaction Monday subject matters was Caleb Williams throwing for 4,000 yards, right? Mm. First Bears quarterback to ever throw for 4,000 yards. That was, I think,
one of the early ones.
Preseason ones. I think this was in the summer you popped that one up there. He needs to average.
How close are we?
283.3 passing yards per game in the final three to get to 4,000 yards.
All right. A little high register, but we can get there.
So, Bears are in the mix. They're in first going to the final three games of the year. Bears-Packers can flip the script or give the Bears some cushion going into San Francisco. Or the Bears lose it. They're in second place and potentially just a game in front of the Lions, which they don't want to be because the Lions can just beat them in the final week of the season and leapfrog them wherever that may be, atop the standings, or heaven forbid for the Bears as the seventh seed. So the Bears can, with 3 weeks to go, have got the fan base rightfully so pumped up, okay?
Yeah, Adam didn't have any complaints this morning.
Which is wild.
Which is wild. On Instagram.
Which is wild. We all know that.
Yeah, Caleb's already eclipsed last year's touchdown mark.
Right. It's all working.
He's going to beat his passing yards. Again,
it's all working.
I wish he could complete a little fewer more passes.
Well, all he's got to do.
Get that in the mid-60s.
He better keep winning because right now the Bears can finish as the one seed. They could finish as the two seed in winning the division. They can finish as a seven seed in the wild card. Or they could just be out of it. And you could make the case that in the NFC, they have the toughest remaining schedule.
Oh, yeah.
Packers at home, Niners on the road, Lions at home, with the Lions potentially needing it to make the playoffs. Whew. Oh, man. 844-204-RICH, number to dial. We're here on ESPN Radio, presented by Progressive Insurance. Keep your career moving forward with growth opportunities, great pay and benefits, and one of the country's top workplaces. Sounds like us. Mm. Go to careers.progressive.com and apply today. 844-204-RICH, number to dial. Joe Burrow talked about his earlier comments, what they mean.
The Rich Eisen Show, the podcast.
Abercrombie Kids is bringing the cheer all holiday season, and the gifts too. No matter how long their wish list is, there's always room for just one more. Whether it's a new winter coat, an extra pair of jeans, or cozy matching sweat sets, get gifting with looks they've been waiting for all year. Shop Abercrombie Kids in the app, online, and in stores.
meet the computer you can talk to. With Copilot on Windows, working, creating, and collaborating is as easy as talking. Got writer's block? Share your screen with Copilot Vision to help spark inspiration and use Copilot Voice to have a conversation and brainstorm ideas. Or maybe you need some tech help. With Copilot Vision, Copilot sees what you see. Let Copilot talk you through step-by-step guidance so you can master new apps, games, and skills faster. Try now at windows.com/copilot.
This show is brought to you by Sonos. This season, make your home feel alive with Sonos speakers, please. From the cinematic sound that pulls you in every holiday movie to game day audio that puts you right in the middle of the action, and we're about to see some great football action over the next few weeks. Get Sonos in time. It makes the incredible ambience in your home fill your home. And stream everything you love, music, movies, your favorite sports podcast, all in one place. The Sonos Holiday Sale is on right now through December 28th, 2025 at Sonos.com. I use it. I have it. It's great. My kids love it. Suze loves it. Discover how easy it is to bring every room to life with Sonos. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial. Let's go to Chris in Riverside, California. What's Riverside. Up, Chris?
Riverside.
Hey, good morning, Rich. How are you today?
I'm hanging in there. What's on your mind?
Hey, well, first of all, happy holidays to you and the rest of the guys in the studio. I love listening to you guys every day. Hey, I'm a big Chargers fan from way back when they were in San Diego, and I just think that, I know you mentioned it earlier, that still believe that they are a, you know, team to watch out for. Their defense is still doing good, but I still think between them and Jacksonville, those are the two teams I think a lot of the other folks are going to really not want to face in the playoffs. And, you know, I want to get your thoughts on that. And
hey,
I got one little disagreement.
Yes.
I am not going to miss the Chiefs in the playoffs this year.
No. Hey, listen, I would expect a Charger fan to push back on that sense that I threw out there. You know, exactly. Cowboys are... would never cry at the loss of an Eagle fan. Man, I still want you to send a positivity rabbit to Carl Anthony Towns.
Killed that rabbit.
Me too.
Cats in Vegas, though, for the Cup game on Tuesday night.
Right. That's a fun matchup.
It is indeed, certainly with Wemby back. By the way, thanks for the call, Chris. That Wemby Spurs versus Oklahoma awesome City Thunder game was a dynamite phenomenal Saturday game. Yeah. But we digress. Listen, he left out the Texans, too, and the Texans play the Chargers in 2 weeks. Chargers are next for the Cowboys. Look out, man. Chargers are really good. Really, really good. And Justin Herbert, how about him with a broken left hand taking the tied for the most sacks he's ever had in a two-game stretch of his career, and the other two-game stretch that he also suffered 11 sacks in was weeks 9 and 10 of this season when he had a left hand that wasn't just freshly surgically repaired. He's exactly the type of guy that is the avatar for Harbaugh. Throws it, plays with abandon, loves his teammates. It's easy to follow. You know, God, find someone in your life who loves you as much as Jim Harbaugh loves this guy. You know, and Omarion Hampton is back with Kimani Vidal.
Yep.
He can run it. Defensively, they got a bunch of guys that just lay the wood on you. Man, they were hitting some people in Kansas City yesterday, including Jefferson, who got the gate. He moved on out, that Jefferson. And they just make all these picks. Henley's just, I mean, that was an incredible interception as well. Derwin James wrapping the season up, the one who grabbed the Gardner Minshew pass. And you look at the Chargers in the AFC right now, and I just went higher register, but you have to see them. If they're a wild card team and the Jaguars pop down in the wild card, that would move them down a peg. You know, we'll talk about the AFC South shortly. But if you look at the AFC standings right now, the Broncos are on top with 12 wins, but there's the Chargers with 10. If they just get the Broncos slip up once in the next two games. If you just root for the Jaguars here in Los Angeles and get the Broncos to slip up once, and then the Jaguars can get got in what the Chargers would need, because they can't be tied for Jacksonville, which has, and we'll lay out their case later on. But you look at just get one win out of one loss out of Denver, either to Pittsburgh, pardon me, to Jacksonville at home, or, I mean, can Gardner Minshew? I know the Chargers were counting on Mahomes needing that game to make the playoffs as a wild card and being healthy for that Christmas game on Amazon on Christmas night. But if they can get one win out of those two and they beat Dallas, they beat their Texas-based teams, they beat Dallas and Houston back-to-back, they would go into Denver as a chance to win the division.
Woo.
And then potentially the one seed. Depending on other results. That's real right now for the Los Angeles Chargers. That's real. And they could do it. Can you imagine? Could you imagine Los Angeles football having the one seeds in both conferences?
Wow. That'd be pretty shocking. Let me ask you this. If I tell you...
Put it this way. Never happened in New York.
No, definitely not.
If I tell you the Rams are not winning the Super Bowl, who would you say is?
And how about this? Anyone else great that's question. In the playoffs?
I think that's fair way to think about it.
Anyone else in the playoffs?
Yep. I would say probably not whoever wins the AFC North and the NFC South. I would say everyone else is
if you had to start eliminating by process, that would be the beginning of the process.
Right. Yeah.
But you put the AFC South above both those teams.
For sure. No, I just can't remember a tournament that's as wide open as this one.
It's great.
And we're, late December, and we still don't be like, all right, it's probably going to be these three teams who are hosting the trophy at
good
the
question.
End.
Good question.
Yep.
I can't identify one that's above the other.
Yeah.
I mean, you'd think maybe Denver because of how they have been playing. And they're on a hot streak.
And the schedule.
I think they finally proved to me that they can win it. It's I know it's taken long, and maybe I'm a little late to the party, but that was a pretty big statement win.
Agreed.
Against Green Bay.
100% agreed. But there's the Chargers that can beat the Broncos for a second straight time, put that tiebreak on the table. That could be the final game of the regular season as well.
Yeah.
As you're just looking through the ether and sifting through what's going on. Of football, but
schedule makers
right now
as
it's sitting here.
Yeah, schedule makers.
Both Los Angeles teams could finish atop their conferences.
The end is going to be great.
And you're not lying.
Insane.
You're not lying. That's how we wrap up this second hour of our simulcast here on Disney Plus and also ESPN and ESPN Radio.
The Rich Eisen Show podcast.